So Hare Krishna, because we are a little short of time, we have started a little late. I will just read to you the verse and the translation. We can all chant it together because it is so well known. First, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please, all together. Man mana bhava mat bhakto. Majaji mang namaskuru. Mame vasyasi satyam te. Pratijane priyosime. Translation. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Purport. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is the dear friend of Krishna. And now please listen to this sentence which comes now. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Sanghita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskachari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this morning's lecture, we were talking about how Krishna is in his creation, how he can be meditated upon as being in his creation. And we have talked about we can meditate about Krishna as the one who takes care of my life, who provides me with what is necessary. And we can think of him in a sense of gratitude, just like the devotee who said, Krishna is my friend because he gives me prasadam. So this evening, I would like to talk a little bit on how it is possible for the devotee to have a more deep relationship than he has. And I have thought very long about this, and I would be very happy if you'd take the little presentation seriously and think about it. I think by now you have noticed that my seminar or lecture series is not attempting to give full answers, but it is attempting to stimulate your thought so that you can proceed on these ideas and develop them further in your life. I really feel that this is the duty of a lecturer and the duty of a listener, that they both understand that ideas are presented which need to be developed by the audience. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada often used to say, don't try to see Krishna, try to act in such a way that Krishna sees you. I think you must have heard it very often. He also said, first deserve, then desire. Now, here in this verse which we are reading today, Lord Krishna is telling us four ways in which we can try to develop our relationship to him. He says, he gives a perfect definition of a devotee. And as devotees of Krishna, we should be interested, how does Krishna want me to be? What is his understanding of a devotee he wants to relate to? And the first point is, think of me. Always think of me. Think of Krishna as much as possible. Second, become my devotee. That means do something. Bhakta or means the lover of God, but the lover of God is someone who does something for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has said that bhakti is not just a feeling, it is manifesting in activities. So we should be a servant of Krishna. Or think of me, become my servant, devotee. Worship me, do something in worship. And you know, like going to the morning program and glorify the Lord with sing and dance. Those of you who are pujaris, they can directly worship him on the altar. And then fourth thing, pay your obeisances to Krishna. It's a devotional service to stretch your whole body or half of your body, if you are in a woman's form, before the Lord make this obeisances a perfection. But please know, the most important thing which you have to put on the floor, no matter if you are a man or a woman, is your mind. If you just have it like the third exercise of the Surya Namaskar, your obeisances, it is not so the sort of fourth, I believe. Fourth. Then it is not so relevant for becoming a devotee of Krishna. You must throw your mind down. What it means is you must take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. When you are lying down there, or if you're bent down there, think of the lotus feet of the Lord. or the Lord himself, and take full shelter. My dear Lord, I take full shelter at your lotus feet. This is the four things which Krishna wants his devotees to do. Let us repeat. Think of Krishna, become his devotee servant, worship him, and offer your obeisances, your homage to Lord Krishna. Now, Prabhupada says, anyone who does this, everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna, that is, to see the Lord from face to face. Now, if you think a little bit further this thought, please imagine Arjuna's path. What was his path? Always think of me, yes, but who's that me? Well, it's Krishna who is with Arjuna on the chariot. Krishna, Arjuna had this form of the Lord in the mind, and he thought of him, that form, he worshipped that form, he offered the obeisances to that form, and so on and so forth. You also will require, in order to do your bhakti, a certain form of Krishna. The word in Sanskrit is Ishta Devata. Ishta means the Lord of your heart, the Lord to whom you pray. This is very, very important that you, after some time, or even now, can fix your mind on one form of the Lord. I would suggest for the devotees of the Radha Gopinath community here in our beautiful temple Radhadesh, it's the form which you daily see, the form whom you daily offer your obeisances to, the form of Lord Gopinath. To think of Krishna, you need to become a little personal. Is it which Krishna? The battlefield of Kurukshetra Krishna? Or is it the Ranganath? Or is it the Nrisimhadev? Or is it... Who do you think of? Now, it seems to be very, very relevant for devotees to think of the deity in the temple, because it is not a chance that you have been attracted to this beautiful temple and that you are allowed to perform your devotional service to the Lord here, that you are found your marriage partner here, and that you have settled here, and some of you have children now. This is not by chance. It is the mercy of Gopinath that you can, or Radha Gopinath, that you can continue like this. The moment you start to fix your mind on one form of the Lord and begin to think of that form and worship that form and do service, you are qualifying very much for bhakti. And therefore it is very, very essential for devotees to think about the concept of Ishta Devata. I want to tell you, from my personal life and Krishna consciousness, as you all know, I have been grown up in Germany, and the German Yatra had a very turbulent times, because the Germans are always very strong in whatever they do. So they have strong happiness and strong distress. Boom. So I was always, when I became a little bit, older in Krishna consciousness, I began to understand there needs to be someone I can anchor my whole personality to, because times were troublesome and times were going to be troublesome. It became Radha Madan Mohan, these deities. Somehow the deities of Radha Madan Mohan invited me every evening to read from the Nectar of Devotion to them. And this was really my strongest devotional impression, maybe, in Krishna consciousness. Every evening for a few years, I would go with the Nectar of Devotion at the time when the deities had taken their last offering. And I would read to them as the pujari was readying them for the night, dressing them in their night dress and putting the beds there and so on and so forth. And I still remember this to this day. Every day I read a selected passage from the Nectar of Devotion, which I thought would be very nice for Radha Madan Mohan that evening. And I felt so much, let me say, mercy from these deities into my heart. I felt so protected. And I began to look forward to this maybe three quarters of an hour, or was it half an hour? For me it was an eternity in which I was reading every day. And I began to see Krishna as in the way which I worship Krishna, in the way which Prabhupada describes Krishna here, as that one who plays on his flute in Vrindavan, who has loving... He writes so beautiful about the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. Because Madan Mohan is like this. If you see Madan Mohan... Anyways, here is the time for Gopinath. I should not talk. Gopinath is also like this. Very, very charming personality. Very, very ecstatic. So on. You might think, well, Gopinath is not black, but he is very black. He was born on a night black. There was no dark. There was. It was a very black night in the night, and Gopinath was drinking milk from a milk pot which was black. Krishna explained why he is black. There's two reasons, and the other reasons are he talks to the gopis and says, "I'm in your heart, and your heart is black." He's chiding them, and then he laughs and says, "No. The reason why I'm black is because you always look at me, and here you are black around the eyes." What I have quoted now to you is a song which is sung in Braj. The question is, why are you so black? And Krishna is answering, well, it has to do with the night, and it has to do also with the milk's cow. I have been drinking first milk from a cow which is black. That's why I'm black. Krishna, at the same time, and this is difficult for us to understand, is full with a big effulgence. So you can't really paint Krishna the black of this world, because the black of this world is dark. But this is not right. Krishna's color is, Krishna is very, very effulgent. He's not, in that sense, black. Therefore, Krishna can also be white. Or golden, his body. So Radha Gopinath, Gopinath is in this way. And it's good for devotees to pray to him and understand, this is my Krishna. This is how Krishna has appeared to me. This is a picture which I want to carry everywhere, a picture of the deities. This is how I want to concentrate myself. This is where I want to give my service. And in this way, you can build your relationship. He's there on the altar waiting for you to come and pray to him and worship him and think of him and establish your relationship. Srila Prabhupada once wrote, "In our bhakti yoga, we can teach this art of seeing Krishna within the core of the heart in 1 minute. It is so simple. Krishna can be seen with a love ointment." So, In 1 minute, you can be establish your relationship to Krishna. It is so simple. Just see him with eyes of love. See him. He's here in our community as Radha Gopinath, and he is, you know, he's starting to eat very soon. We can see the pujari is rushing. Yes, all our pujaris, they are always these last minutes before the offering are really the critical minutes where one wants to be on time and so on. This is how you can very easily establish your relationship. See, let us not... Hare Krishna, hurry, hurry, hurry. Oops. This is not, let me say, a very esoteric or very difficult subject to establish your relationship once you understand he is there. If you speculate so much about Krishna, you might miss the whole point. Be satisfied with the form he has kindly manifested to you. Now another thing is, please mark how Prabhupada said we can see in 1 minute Krishna if we look through the eyes of love. Come, Manu. If we look through the eyes of love. Now this love for Krishna or this affection for Krishna, it will come when we are purified. Nowadays, many devotees think, oh, how I will ever become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai. You will understand this when you are purified. Sometimes mothers who are thinking of getting a child, thinking, how will this be, this childbirth? I know it will be quite intense, but how will it be? Don't speculate too much. Just give birth to the child, then you know. You can only know this way. Or young boys think, how will it be when I'm married? It will be totally different than you ever thought. So, don't try to speculate, how will it be when I have my relationship to Krishna. Prabhupada says very much, try to become purified. Don't imagine or guess what will be the condition when I'm purified. This is all nonsense. Try to become purified. You're eating. You will understand yourself. Yes, I'm eating. I'm getting strength. I'm getting satisfaction. Simply theorizing what will happen after eating, what will happen. You eat, and you will see what is happening. What is the use of asking this question? I do not know exactly the question. Come to the stage where Krishna will appear before you, and you will see what is Krishna. Be qualified. How do you like this quotation? Very practical, isn't it? Let us think how we can become purified now. What we can do to take the haziness out of our consciousness so that the Lord will reveal himself in that consciousness. Now, to become purified, or we could say to follow the path of Arjuna, it means very simple for us to hear. When a person is asleep, the organ which is awake still is the ear. We will, in a little while, you will see a slideshow, and you will see a cave in which Srishtikata and myself, we rested, and the yogis with whom we rested were very wonderful yogis. very nice devotees, but experts also in the art of snoring. They snored so much that it looked as if they wanted to chase away the bears of the Himalayan mountains. And Shishtikata could not rest in that time. It was not possible. It shows when everything is out in you, your sense of eyes, your sense of nose, your sense of touch, the ear is still on. So in the same way, the conditioned soul, everything, every sense is eclipsed, it's out. We cannot see Krishna, we cannot touch Krishna in this stage, we cannot really taste Krishna, and so on. But what we can do is, we can hear Krishna. That sense is still awake, as a little bit if we hear free from offenses, if we chant free from offenses. So, this hearing of Krishna is really the process how we can get in contact with him. The Lord says to Arjuna, "Now hear, O son of Prita, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt." Here, Arjuna, this is how you can get to know me. By the way, Vishnumurti will be able to tell us that this is the verse which Prabhupada quoted the most of all the verses from the Bhagavad Gita. Hear, Arjuna, hear from me. So important, this hearing. When he went to some temple and the devotees asked him, "Prabhupada, on what verse will you lecture today?" He chose this verse the most. Now, I want to tell you a little bit on hearing about Krishna. There are two things which you need to know to make your hearing about Krishna really effective. If you want that the hearing makes a revolution in your consciousness, two things need to be there. The speaker must be qualified and you must be qualified. Now we assume that Krishna is, this is not the right way to say. We know that Krishna has spoken the Gita, so we understand his sentences or what he speaks has power, is very deep. Now we must see that we also become qualified. I wish to give you an example from the psychology of language. There are what we can call performative sentences. These sentences do a performance if they are spoken and heard by a qualified person. For instance, if a judge will say, "I sentence you for 10 years of jail." If the judge is qualified and the listener is a qualified criminal, then this sentence has power. It is what is called a performative sentence. But if Hridaya Chaitanya's son, your name is Nimai, I believe, Nimai will tell to me, "Sachinanand Swami, I sentence you for 10 years of jail," I will say, "Hari Bol," and will not be so worried. I will think, "Oh, maybe I should give the son of Hridaya Chaitanya a sweet next time I come." But it is not such a big problem, because he is not in the position of a judge. Or let us say, a qualified judge comes up to Mr. Albert and just says, "I sentence you for 10 years of jail." If Mr. Albert is not a qualified criminal, he will say, "Hari Bol," and have nothing to do with it. But if a sentence is said where someone is qualified and the listener is qualified, it can have so much power. Imagine a rich man comes here and says, "Dinanath, I give you $1 million. It has a lot of value, this statement. I think we have no doubt in Krishna's words, which have guided humanity since thousands and thousands of years. What we have should do is, we should come to the level of qualification so that when we hear Krishna's words, they have this performative potency. Am I clear? Good. The performative, we want that the words which we hear from Shastra become so potent in us that they really change the life. Prabhupada has expressed how this is possible. He said, when we hear with rapt attention to the statements of the scriptures, with full attention, we really hear, and we hear them, they can change our lives. But then he says, you cannot be attentive if your mind is not pure. Then he says, you cannot have a pure mind if your activities of eating, sleeping, defending and mating are not pure. So, to go back, is we have to come to the state where we are attentive, and that's possible if the mind is pure. An impure mind, which is always involved in politics and bad thoughts about someone else, can never concentrate on the transcendental subject of Krishna consciousness. I was once giving an interview in Slovenia. It was a summer camp of maybe 500 devotees who were there. And the devotees had invited a journalist for an interview. And I finished the interview and went out. And then the journalist asked one of my godbrothers, oh, this person was very convinced, but how do I know that there is Krishna? Can you show me Krishna? Then the devotee said, well, it's not so easy to see Krishna. Now, I had heard this. I had left the room, but I had stayed. I don't know. I think I went to the toilet and I came out, and I heard they were still talking. And I decided to do something to the journalist. I was in the room and said, I called out, can you hear me? The journalist looked around. There was no one in the room except for my godbrothers. And I asked, yes, you, can you hear me? And the journalist said, yes. Then I asked, can you see me? The journalist said, no, you are in a different room. Then I asked, do I exist, yes or no? Yes, you exist. Then I smiled. And I went to the person and said, you cannot see God, but you can hear God. And he exists. Now, I wanted to just give you an example. I'm an ordinary human being, but you can perceive by hearing the sound from me that I'm there. In the same way, you can perceive that Krishna is there by hearing. But do hear with Shraddha, with faith, and with rapt attention. Do you know the story of Dundukari in the Bhagavad Mahatmya? There's a nice story. Dundukari was a murderer. He killed his mother by throwing him into the well. And he had 10 prostitutes, not one, not two, not three, but 10. He became so sensuous and such an animal in the matter of the private activities that the prostitutes thought, if this comes out, what he does with us, the king will not only kill him, he will kill all of us, so better we kill him. So when Dundukari was sleeping, they bound him with the ropes on the bed. Then they tried to take a knife and cut his head off. But he had such a good neck that they just couldn't do that. So what they did is, I have so many children here, I will make it short. They took fire, burning fire, and stuffed it down his throat, and then this way he died. Now Dundukari had a brother. The brother's name was Gokana. Yes. And one day Gokana was traveling to a holy place, and he was in a hut. And he was sleeping, and all of a sudden he heard a noise. Ooh, ooh. And then he heard the galloping noise. Oh, sorry. He heard this noise. And then he saw from one corner of the, the room a ghost in the form of a goat. You know, black magic, there are goats, goat heads. He said, who are you, asked Gokana. Don't you know me? I'm your brother. Oh, you are Dundukari. I knew you took a bad end. Yes, and I'm in the body of a ghost. Can you save me? Gokana said, there's only one possibility. You must listen to the Bhagavatam. I will make a Bhagavatam reading, and you should stay there. And then when you have finished the Bhagavatam reading, you will be liberated from this ghost body. So this is what he did. Here, Gokana was reciting the Bhagavatam, and Dundukari, who was in the wind body, he took shelter in some bamboo. Was there. Yes, and whenever a day had been finished, bang, the bamboo burst. It had 7 knots, and one of the knots, bang, burst. When the Bhagavatam reading was finished, the complete Bhagavatam, an airplane from Vaikuntha descended to where Dundukari was. Dundukari came out of the bamboo in a spiritual body, like a young boy. He greeted his brother and said, thank you very much. Now I'm going. And he went on this Vaikuntha airplane and went home back to Godhead. At this moment, all the other listeners who were there in the Bhagavatam, wait, he said. We have also heard. Why do we still are here? Why don't we go back to Godhead? This is unfair. Do you understand their logic? Yes, yes, it's highly unfair. He was something, and we are something else, something better. We have not gone back home, back to Godhead. So Gokana said, I want to point out to you that it is perfectly just. He had one qualification in his hearing, a qualification which you did not have. He listened with rapt attention. You know, it was the only, so he wrapped in the, he listened in the feeling that this is the only solution for his life. But you sometimes thought this, sometimes thought this, sometimes fell asleep, sometimes spaced away. Therefore, you are not qualified in this way. So, my dear devotees, if you want to contact Krishna, we need this rapt attention, and it needs either a very pure lifestyle, or it means that you see, I have no other possibility. I want to recommend something here to you, which some devotees have recommended, and which might work in your case. Don't we sometimes have questions where we don't know which way to turn? Don't we sometimes become highly insecure about our ways? When you are really desperate, when you don't know where to turn, it means your journey has just begun. your spiritual journey. At that time, you might do what many devotees have done with great profit. Just open the book at some place, pray before Krishna, Krishna, Haribo. Then you read something. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead. Good idea. I shall do this. And it might give you an answer or guidance. Many devotees have done this. Please try it out. When you're desperate or you don't know, you want to know, read, and you will get many, many instructions. Srila Prabhupada said that one thing he read had changed his whole life. It's the purport of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to one verse of the Bhagavad Gita, the Vyayasayatmika Budhir Ekeha Kuru Nandana. If you want to read this purport, it is in the private sitting room of Vishnu Murti Prabhu on the left hand side. I have seen it today. Yes, this is there. He said it shaped his life and gave him the strength to do what he did. So, yes, let us make the scriptures not just some books on the bookshelf. Let us make them let the sentences of the scriptures become performative sentences. That means words which carry holy power or potency, who can transform our lives the way Dundukari's life was transformed. And for that, we should try to bring attention, rapt attention to the subject matter, which is only possible if we purify our lives from the impure things which are not very good. Mm-hmm. Another way to deal with Shravanam, that is hearing about the scriptures or hearing about Krishna, is something which came up in a discussion with Krishna Chaitra Prabhu. We were driving in the car, and as we always do when we drive in cars with devotees, we take one subject and we discuss it amongst ourselves. So the discussion subject at that time was the higher connection. How do I connect with Krishna? And Krishna Chaitra Prabhu was giving a very interesting subject. He said that in the medieval times there was something where the early Christians would read in the scriptures and immerse their thought in the scripture. And then when they would go into the life, they would try to see what they had read in the scriptures in the life. They would do what we say in Sanskrit, Shastra Shakshu, see through the eyes of the scriptures. I remember how once this happened in my life, I was totally disappointed because some good friend of Lord Krishna, who had promised such a big donation and we needed it so much, had said, I felt very miserable. All the devotees needed the donation, and someone had gone to the friend of Krishna, so that now he was in bad consciousness and didn't want to serve Krishna any longer. And I remember I had gone for 700 kilometers to get an from this friend of Lord Krishna, and I felt just very unhappy, and why this? And then before going to bed, I read in the scriptures how Srila Prabhupada said that friendships in this world are very fragile. And that if you want a true friend, you need who is not influenced, you need to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. And I do not I think I cannot present this evening. But when I read it, I closed the book and I had tears of happiness in my eyes. Thank you, my Lord, that you have now instructed me in a way which I will never forget about spiritual friendships with you. I was able at that time, I think you can understand why, to relate that scriptural information to the situation, and it helped me to cope with the situation and become even happy in something which is usually was a little giving me source of unhappiness. So yes, let us hear about Krishna from the scriptures and then try to apply that knowledge which you have heard to the situation in which you live, and you will see Hare Krishna Mataji, what we shall do is we will continue, but we will maybe have the darshan of the deities. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So this is something which I would like to request you to try to put the knowledge of this scripture. It's almost like try to almost take a passage from the Bhagavad Gita and put it like a pair of glasses before your eyes in an übertragenen Sinne, how to say this, not verbally. I mean, you might bang against the walls if you do this, but see life through the eyes, and you will see all of a sudden, it will be almost as if the door of life opens a little bit for you, and you can see the light coming through. Isn't it? When we are chanting in the dark room there and we are waiting, when can we go in the temple? The temple is full of light and the pujari opens this door a little. We see, and we see this beautiful temple room and we are impatient to go inside of it. So in the same way, if you learn to look through the eyes of Shastra, then you will see how life will open for you. And you will see things which you have previously not seen. You will also begin to establish a relationship to Krishna in a very nice way. Yeah, Hare Krishna, I have come to some sort of end here. I would request now to put your questions so that we can discuss something further. We have fortunately a little time now. Hare Krishna. I will summarize what I have said. First of all, try to not see Krishna, but try to act in such a way that you can, that Krishna sees you. And the best way really to do this is start to listen with a culture of listening to the Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Then there was another point of choosing your Ishta Devata, the Lord of your heart. And I was suggesting that we practice this in relationship to the deity of our temple and begin to make an active relationship to him. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Please. You just said that my Prabhupada said that we should not want to see Krishna, but actually when Krishna sees us, but yeah. How do we have to meditate on Krishna then? Since we should meditate on Krishna.
When we, yes, how to act in a way that Krishna sees us? The best way to act is to act full of faith in Krishna, in his devotional service. At the moment the devotee becomes alive with faith, then Krishna will very quickly see him. There's also something else how you should act. When a devotee is acting with full faith in Krishna, usually his activity have one quality, they're full of enthusiasm. The moment Krishna sees that the devotee has faith and enthusiasm in his devotional service, Krishna very quickly sees such a devotee. Very quickly. But if there is not faith and no enthusiasm, it is very difficult. Prabhupada once said, Krishna is within you. As soon as he sees that you sincerely want to approach him, he gives you the intelligence. But if you are in doubt whether Krishna is present or not, then Krishna will not give you intelligence. He doesn't talk with a nonsense. So let us develop our faith and enthusiastically do whatever we can do for Krishna, and oh, then Krishna will see us very quickly. Hare Krishna. Eka Chakra.
Well, that's in the workshop that we have. Yeah.
Yes.
Enter an exercise, imagine yourself to be in a fight room.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you said that they'll be connected to the.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much that you remember. Eka Chakra Prabhu, this lecture went in a different way than I planned it, to be very honest. But I can tell you about the exercise. The question which we put in the seminar was a question which helps us to see ourselves a little bit and understand ourselves a little better. And we have so far understood a little bit, sometimes it doesn't work so obviously, but sometimes it works amazingly, what we like our friends to be. We have also learned how we would like to see, which qualities we would like to develop, and what kind of life we would lead. Now, the last question, how do you imagine yourself in a white, closed room, totally closed, is a question which wants to find out your relationship to your own death. Some people go like, very scary, and others go, well, it's not so bad. There's peace in the situation. So whatever you wrote down in your sheet of paper is supposed to tell you what you think about your own death. For me, it worked very much. I said, "Well, I can do a lot of chanting. This is what I want to do at the time of death. I said, finally there's some peace around me. I hope no one will say, can you just give me 5 minutes? I'm dying. No, 2 minutes. I have to tell you that I do not like him, but I want to marry him. I hope this doesn't happen at the time of death. Hare Krishna. So whatever it was, but I must tell you, this exercise was only meant, Haribol, was only meant, come sit with us. Welcome. This exercise was only meant to help you to become a little introspective. It's Hare Krishna. It's not in any scriptures. It is developed by some psychologist. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, no problem. It's just meant to find out a little bit, that you find out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Yes, please. What is your name, please?
Ranjan. If one hears, you imagine that there is the attention. So the process which is given to us is the chanting of the holy names, and also of course reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the all transcendental sample way. But so My question is, if one heals the holy man with rapt attention and a spreading process, one guarantees that your friend will disappear.
The question I want to repeat again, is it if we hear the holy name with rapt attention that the offenses will disappear? Yes, this is in the Padma Purana it is said, you can only hear the holy name if you are free from offenses, but you can only become free from offenses if you chant the holy name. So, yes, if you chant with rapt attention, you will lose that offensive mentality where you are a spiritual criminal. You will become a spiritual good person by rapt attention. It will work very, very much. But if you do not hear with the attention in place, the holy name won't act so much. It's interesting, isn't it? We said that only dry straw will burn. So, in the same way, only when you are dry with offenses will the chanting of the holy name work in your case. At the same time, only when you chant, you can become dry. But with rapt attention. Anyone else? Yes, Ramananda Roy Prabhu.
Yes, I mentioned that Prabhupada said at one point that there is the use of religion if one cannot talk about God. So I remember the story of Narada Muni, that he had such a moment that he got this, he saw Krishna, he was talking, there was conversation also, and it was such an experience. But then it was only for a short moment, and the rest of his life was nothing. Could we also be in that case?
That would be nice. Yeah. The question is very nice. You quoted Prabhupada yesterday evening who said, what is the use of religion if we can't talk with God? But what is in the case of Narada Muni who heard Krishna only one time and then Krishna disappeared? Could our case be similar? Yes, it can be similar. And tomorrow I want to talk about this a little bit more in detail. I think each devotee of Krishna has some little experience of Krishna already. That experience nourishes our spiritual life so that we are still in the process. Some, let me say, nice rounds where we chanted, maybe a nice darshan which we had, maybe a good discussion with a devotee where we felt Krishna becoming present in our life. Whatever it is, some nourishing experience we had. So after such an experience, Krishna sometimes does disappear and wait. And the reason why he does this is that he wants to ignite a certain fire in our life. There are a few fires in our life. There is a fire of knowledge, which will burn away ignorance. Then there's another fire, which you might remember, the fire of lust, which burns away your patience. For a rascula. So then there is a fire of repentance. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I did it. Why did I have to do it? Why did I have to say it? And when you have this fire in your heart, the fire of repentance, usually old habits go away and you really feel sorry for this. Then when it's very strong, an old habit can go. But there is also another fire, and this fire is a very high fire. It is a very strong fire. It is a very hot fire. This fire is called the fire of longing. Oh Krishna, I must obtain you. Oh Krishna, I feel so separated from you. And so sometimes Krishna does this. He appears in the life of a devotee and then he seems to disappear and go behind the kulisan. He does this in order to ignite this fire, the fire of longing. My dear devotees, as long as this fire is in your heart, your spiritual life will be very, very smooth. This slightly bittersweet fire, this, oh Krishna, oh, I'm very fallen. Oh Krishna, can you please make an exception? Can you, nevertheless, you're merciful, aren't you? And I'm an object of mercy, am I not? This longing, fire of longing, burns away this illusory concept of happiness in this world. You understand? No, I don't want anything else, just Krishna. And Krishna, when he's very merciful, he will just appear for a short time in the life of like he did to Narada Muni, shwup, and then he will disappear. To Narada Muni he said, my dear Narada Muni, I am doing this to you now, because please know, those who are not totally pure cannot perceive me. Therefore I will disappear now, but by this longing which you have, utkanta, you will become pure. The word for longing is utkanta. Kanta means the collar. We have kanti mala, from there, is what is around the neck. But the kanta is also this collar. This is a collar. Very, very, the beginning stages of a collar, I would say. The neck, it's the neck, what's in the neck here, this area. So utkanta means out of the neck. You stretch your head, you're so eager. Like we know this, when we expect a guest in Radha Desh, when is he coming? We go with our neck out of our neck. Isn't it? We sometimes do this. No? Sometimes we do this, yes. So this is a long, you should get out of your neck if you want Krishna. You should have some, long, when is he coming? You should have Krishna out of your neck. Aus dem Kragen heraus. Bitte schön. Yes. Okay, Rama. Ramananda Roy, the angel of the house. Yes, no, he does such nice tour guides. All right, let us look if we have still a little bit time. Gayatri, please.
In order to hear properly the state, but also the state also develops by hearing.
Yeah, it is. She says, in order to hear properly, we certainly need faith, but this faith can develop by hearing, isn't it? Yes, faith develops very much by hearing from the right source. I remember once Prabhupada calling all his men together. It was a GBC meeting, but Prabhupada did not want to talk about GBC matters only, but also about spiritual matters. And then he asked the question, are you convinced? Are you convinced that Krishna is God? When the spiritual master asks you this question, it's like, ooh, heavy question. You know, he will never be able to say yes in the same way he is saying yes. And Prabhupada looked around and said, I am convinced. And therefore, even though I'm in this old age, I'm pushing on this movement. This is faith is so important. This is the subject of tomorrow also. You all are very much in the subject matter, it seems. You're asking, oh, I must see them then tomorrow morning. I may have to prepare some other points also. It's not easy to lecture to you. Yes. Faith. So important. In my understanding, there are a few very strong faith builders, and one is to listen in the association of devotees. It's also very good to go to a holy place and chant the holy names there. Then one gets to know that there really is a Krishna. But very important for faith is also that we have a spiritual experience in our life. And about this we want to talk tomorrow. Alright, so I thank you very much. We have now a little pause. This is good. I would really request you to be punctual at and be at 8 o'clock in the conference room. I can guarantee you it will be the viewing pleasure of your life. You will be very, very happy. What we can do is, just before we can chant for, if you want, I will be here and chant for 10 minutes a nice raga for Radha Gopinath, Hare Krishna raga, and then we can go. I will sit down now and end this lecture and sit there. Shishi Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Shishi Radha Gunya Vihari ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Go Pe Manandi Adi Adi Bo.